Well, up next, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress reports yesterday afternoon. Around the nation, 91% of the corn crop has silked and 25% has reached the dough stage. Both of those figures are ahead of the five-year rolling average. 5% of the corn crop is dented, and that is on pace with the last 5 years. The condition of the corn crop has dropped in the last week by 3 percentage points in the top two categories, with 56% now rated good to excellent. The soybean crop stayed pretty close to steady with last week and last year. 53% of the soybeans around the nation are said to be on the top end of the rating scale. 87% of the crop is bloomed and about half has set pods. 22% of the spring wheat has been harvested. That's well ahead of schedule. 91% of the winter wheat has been gathered, and that's just ahead of the usual pace. Now, here are statisticians from the five top corn-producing states in the nation with an update on growing conditions in their regions.
This is Brad Schwab with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending July 30th. Hot, humid conditions returned to the state, especially late in the week. Temperatures averaged 4.6 degrees above normal statewide, with the northern districts averaging 5 to 6 degrees above normal. Precipitation averaged near normal for the state, but was scattered. The crops in areas that received little or no rain are showing signs of stress. Topsoil moisture conditions were very similar to the last week, with 14% rated very short, 23% short, 61% adequate, and 2% surplus. Corn that has entered the dough stage reached 42%, compared to 37% last year and for the five-year average. 4% of the corn has started denting, similar to last year, but slightly behind the five-year average of 6%. Corn rated good to excellent stood at 69%, the same as last week. Soybeans setting pods reached 43%, compared to 58% last year and 46% for the five-year average. Soybeans rated good to excellent increased to 67% this week. In other crops around the state, the third cutting of alfalfa reached 36%, compared to 39% 1 year ago and 29% for the five-year average. For sorghum, 59% of the crop is headed, and that trails last year's 68%, but is ahead of the five-year average of 55%. And to round out the week, farmers were also busy spraying for Japanese beetles and leafhoppers, wrapping up wheat harvest in the northern part of the state, mowing ditch banks and waterways, putting up hay, hauling grain, scouting fields, and attending county fairs. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Hello, this is Greg Preston, Director of Indiana Agricultural Statistics from Indiana, and this is the crop report for the week ending July 30th. Continued adequate soil moisture and warm sunny days help spur growth in the late and replanted field crops. Crops responded favorably to the rains that helped delay and postpone heat stress from the hot temperatures that arrived at week's end. Virtually all of the winter wheat acreage has been harvested. Topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 80% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated as 1% very short, 11% short, 79% adequate, and 9% surplus. Precipitation averaged from 0.05 to 2.56 inches. Temperatures averaged from a high of 93 degrees to a low of 55. For the week ending Friday, 5 days were rated as suitable for field work. 87% of the corn acreage has silk, compared to 95% at this time last year and tied with the five-year average at 87%. 22% of the corn acreage is in the doughing stage, compared to 28% at this time last year and 23% for the five-year average. 2% of the corn acreage has dented, compared to 3% at this time last year and tied with the five-year average. Corn condition is rated at 67% good to excellent, compared with 45% last year at this time. 75% of the soybean acreage is blooming, compared to 89% for last year and 79% for the five-year average. 30% of the planted soybean acreage is setting pods, compared with 52% last year at this time and 39% for the five-year average. Soybean condition is rated at 66% good to excellent, compared with 52% last year at this time. This is Greg Preston reporting from the Indiana NAS Field Office.
This is Joe Prisaki, State Director for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crop and weather report for the week ending July 30th, 2006. In several parts of Iowa, crops continue to show stress as temperature reached the mid-90s and rainfall remains sporadic. However, early in the week, some areas received rainfall with totals varying between 1 and 4 inches. In general, northeastern counties experienced the most plentiful rainfalls to date. There were 5.8 days suitable for field work last week compared to 5 days last year and the 5-year average of 5.4 days. Topsoil moisture 67%, very short or short, 37% adequate, 1% surplus. Subsoil moisture rated 71%, very short or short, and 29% adequate statewide. The statewide average precipitation was 0.96 inches or slightly more than the weekly normal of 0.94 inches. The corn condition was rated 17% very poor or poor, 26% fair, and 57% good or excellent. This compares with a 5-year average of 9%, 20%, and 71%. Corn in the milk stage reported at 46%, and 11% of the corn has reached the dough stage. The soybean condition was reported as 16% very poor or poor, 29% fair, and 55% are good or excellent. This compares to the 5-year average of 8%, 22%, and 70% respectively. The percentage of soybean setting pods was 66%, ahead of the 63% reported last year, and the 5-year average of 52%. Many parts of Iowa continue to experience dry conditions with the reports of supplemented feeding of hay and grain and livestock on pasture. Some herds have been liquidated as the conditions of pastures continue to deteriorate. This has been Joe Prusaki reporting from the USDA's NASS's Iowa Field Office.
This is Steve Parn reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather report for the week ending July 30, 2006. Lack of rainfall and high temperatures continue to stress dryland crops and pastures further. Irrigated cornfields rated 73% good or excellent, while dryland cornfields rated 25%. Both below year-ago levels. 95% had silked and 29% was in the dough stage. A few fields in the south-central part of the state were beginning to show dent stages. Soybean conditions declined and rated 38% good or excellent. 91% of the acreage planted had bloomed and 64% were setting pods. Sorghum conditions declined and rated 41% good or excellent. 53% of sorghum planted had begun to head. Second cutting alfalfa was 96% complete and third cutting was 26%. Alfalfa conditions declined and rated 21% good or excellent. Pastures and range conditions declined and rated 70% very poor or poor. This has been Steve Parn of the USDA NASS Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.
This is Doug Hartwig, Director of USDA NASS Minnesota Field Office, reporting the crop weather summary for the week ending July 30th, 2006. Hot, dry weather pushed small grain harvest and further stressed late season crops. The small grain harvest advanced quickly as oats harvest approached 50% complete. Nearly two-thirds of the soybean crop was setting pods, and one-third of the corn was reported in the milk stage. The canola and sweet corn harvests were underway both 7 to 10 days ahead of average. Pasture conditions ratings declined for the fifth consecutive week, with 65% rated in poor to very poor condition. The average temperature for the week was 77.4 degrees, 7.1 degrees above normal. Statewide topsoil moisture supplies as of Friday were rated 48% very short, 37% short, 15% adequate, and none surplus. As of Sunday, July 30th, an estimated 32% of the corn was in the milk stage, compared to 14% for the 5-year average. 48% of the corn was rated in good to excellent condition, a drop of 6 percentage points from the previous week. Soybean setting pods were estimated at 62%. 30 percentage points ahead of the 5-year average. 49% of the soybeans were rated in good to excellent condition. Spring wheat was 9% harvested, 6 percentage points ahead of the 5-year average. Spring wheat condition dropped 2 percentage points with 44% in good to excellent condition. That's the weekly crop weather for the week ending July 30th, 2006. I'm Doug Hartwig with USDA NASS Minnesota Field Office.